pulse of the organization, the palpable sense that when you join our firm in the wake of this pursuit and the award, when you join the firm, you have a palpable sense that people, A, care a great deal about quality as our clients define it. And our clients define it in many different ways, but it boils down to, are we doing things that our clients expect? And that's different for every organization. Our clients expect from PwC, and by the way, this was an early learning in Baldrige, because one of the first questions an examiner asks is, what do your clients want? And we tell the examiner what our clients want, and they say, how do you know that? We say, well, you know, someone's been doing this for 20 years, we just know. That doesn't work with Baldrige, even if it's true, right? You need to prove it. So we did a lot of not just soul searching, but we did a lot of market analysis to determine what do our existing and prospective clients want of our firm, not of all firms, but of our firm, in a relationship and an engagement with PwC. What do they expect? How do we meet those expectations? And how do we do it consistently and systematically? And you know, for us, when I look at people coming on board today, whether they're coming from campus or they're coming from mid-career professionals, into our business, there's a palpable sense that we care about quality. There's a palpable sense that when I stand up in front of the room at orientation, as I try to do for every new hire group, when I talk about our strategy, when I talk about our operating model, when I talk about the parameters of the design of our business, they're not just motherhood and apple pie. These are things we take very seriously because they tie back to quality, and we can give substantive examples, including the Baldrige Award itself and the pursuit of the Baldrige Award, of how we are willing to go that extra mile for our people, our brand, and ultimately for our clients. The other thing that's nice that you can't really measure, and everybody likes to measure stuff, and no one likes to measure stuff more than scientists and accountants. But the other thing that's nice is you have an environment, because we really did have to serve our markets at the same time we were rebuilding ourselves. But nobody had to rebuild this firm. The firm was operating very well. I said earlier there was no case for change, no dramatic case for change, no burning platform, as you typically see in a transformation. And because we went through a transformation without a burning platform, our people are oriented towards constant improvement, because they know they don't need to see a deep, dark day to look at how we measure our success. And when I look at how we measure our progress, it really does come down to some of the softer, more qualitative measurements. I would never have guessed that when I entered this. I'll wrap up on one thing that, because I get asked this question, and I think it's important from our experience. The one biggest lesson learned, or the one biggest change we had in our business, I get that question a lot, and I always get the same answer. We did something very innovative, and I do believe it caught the attention of the examiners, because it was different. You know, here we are, a firm like most other companies. We set people's goals at the beginning of the year. We review them once or twice a year, twice in our case. And then at the end of the year, at that last evaluation, we assign them some sort of numerical or other, you know, qualitative rating. And we did away with our rating system. And we did away with it 3 years ago. And that was pretty bold. We're a 147,000 person firm, and we did away with it for a couple of reasons, and it's very uncomfortable to get rid of a rating system, but we did it for a couple of reasons, one of which is we recognized, and we started this in the business public sector that won Baldrige, we started to recognize that we've got all this great talent, and no matter how hard we try, great talent walks out the door, right? Now, sometimes it's probably for the good of society. Phil Knight was an accountant, and he founded Nike. I would argue that the value to our economy of Phil Knight founding Nike is better than him being a CPA auditing, you know, a liquor store in Eugene, Oregon, which I think was his last client. So, you know, that we want to keep, though, an entrepreneurial spirit. And if we're evaluating everybody against a set of performance criteria, and we're evaluating people in Mumbai and Maryland the same way, we realize that we're taking a very narrow view of performance. So we created a dynamic in our business called the performer and producer. The performers are people, candidly, like me and like most people, who are told what to do and they do it. And hopefully they do it well. The producers are people who we don't really tell what to do. We give them long-term objectives. It would be the equivalent of a product development R&D type of environment. But it's very innovative in professional services, because in professional services, as many of you know, engineering, finance, accounting, investment banking, it's all about utilization. It's maximized productivity through utilization. So to take people and evaluate them in a different way, and to give them non-traditional goals and objectives and to manage those people by objectives, it takes you out of your comfort zone because you're looking at people who, and I don't say this pejoratively, they don't fit in our organization, our third century organization, the way we define it with a very bureaucratic set of performance evaluation criteria. They fit in an entrepreneurial organization, and we therefore need to accommodate that fit on our platform. So we did away with reviews in the traditional sense, we did away with ratings in every sense, and we created this performer and producer capability so that we could run the business with the former and build the business with the latter. And it's worked out very well. It's been something that we've escalated and elevated across the firm, and that's been an exciting enhancement to the model. So I appreciate your attention this evening. I know I'm in great company this evening. I really enjoyed my discussion here at my table. I know there's a lot of talent in the room, and I'm excited for what you're doing every day. I go back to John's comment at the beginning. I know you're passionate about quality. I share that passion because I think that quality is the best way that we can ensure American exceptionalism through the products we develop and export around the world, to the kind of labor that we attract from all over the world, to the way we deploy capital in efficient and effective ways. And the only way we can do that in the long term is if we're continually building and delivering better quality services and products across the board. And so thank you for your attention this evening, but mainly thank you for your commitment to do so without hesitation. Yes?
Yeah, I'm just curious. I'm Tina.
Hi.
I'm curious how that you've been able to translate the benefits of getting the knowledge awards to your clients in the government.
Great question. How do we translate the award? How do we monetize it with our clients? I wish I had a great answer for you, Tina, because there have been certain clients who called on us, et cetera, and those have been interesting and robust conversations, not only with seeing a lot of commercial companies who are clients of the firm and who are interested in us winning this. But I would love to figure out a way to better monetize this. We put it in proposals naturally, but I don't think it affected our win rate. I think the real monetization is not of the award itself, but I'm into doing that. We have the logo, we have the right to use it for like 5 or 6 years, put it on everything, we're crazy about it. But I think the real monetization is in the underlying improvement that got the award. But if anyone has any ideas as how we can market this better, I will take them eagerly. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mark, I just saw this. It would seem like one approach to the Baldrige would be, I haven't looked at this criteria for about 4 or 5 years, but it's like you would realize the criteria is a good standard to measure yourself against. And you would take the criteria and say, year one, and you would assess your organization against it, and then come up with a plan to say, over the next 3 years, we're going to try to use it where we're not there.